Oh, here we go. Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks. I was gonna do this just because it's so much fun to actually have real nice butts.
Yeah. Here we go.
But yeah, Chet Hanks, of all people.
Yeah.
The unknown Hanks boy went on an anti-vax rant. And I love how the blame and shame is packaged right into the headline. Despite Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson's COVID battles. Wah. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
He's still entitled to feel how he feels.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
So, just checking in. Look, I've been kind of on the fence about this for a while. That's why I've never spoke on it. But with the amount of people that I know recently that have gotten COVID, and with like the numbers rising, I think it's important for me to say, like, I got the vaccine. I think everybody should. I think it's really important, like, that we all do this just as like citizens, as Americans. We have to look out for each other and get this under control, guys. So, like, I suggest to all my followers, you guys set an appointment and get the vaccine first thing. Psych! If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID. You ain't sticking me with that motherfucking needle. It's the motherfucking flu. Get over it, okay? If you're sick, stay inside. I'm tired of having it, okay? Why are we working around y'all? If y'all, if you're in danger, stay your ass inside. I'm tired of wearing your motherfucking
mask. Wow!
Play that one more time!
Chet fucking Hanks, everybody.
Go right yeah. Start.
Hey, guys.
There we go.
So, just checking
all,
in.
He sounds
Look,
all,
I've been
like,
kind of on the fence about this for a while.
It.
That's why I've never spoke on it. But with the amount of people that I know recently that have gotten COVID, and with, like, the numbers rising, I think it's important for me to say, like, I got the vaccine. I think everybody should. I think it's really important, like, that we all do this just as, like, citizens, as Americans. We have to look out for each other and get this under control, guys. So, like, I suggest to all my followers, you guys set an appointment and get the vaccine first thing. Psych! If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I never had COVID. You ain't sticking me with that motherfucking needle. It's the motherfucking flu. Get over it, okay? If you're sick, stay inside. I'm tired of having it, okay? Why are we working around y'all? If y'all, if you're in danger, stay your ass inside. I'm tired of wearing a motherfucking mask.
Hey, God. Well, he's totally right.
I have a new favorite Hanks.
He's totally right. That's Tom Hanks' son.
That's Tom Hanks' kid.
How old is he?
Oh, he's probably got to be in his 30s or something, maybe older. I don't know, but that is.
Oh,
he's 31.
Nope.
Go away. Alyssa Milano. No one cares about you.
He's 31.
That is just amazing. Wow. I know. I'm sure Tom is just like. I'm pretty sure he got that gripper that he bought at Sports Authority, and he's just like, never hit your kid.
Well,
never
hit your kid. If you have a kid who's in their 30s, I mean, it is what it is. You're just going to be like, all right, well, I don't agree with what you said, but I'll see you at Christmas.
Yep.
I mean, that's the way it goes. Oh, here we go.
And
this guy
holding
a bunch of money.
Of course, because he decided to come out and tell the truth, because it's completely his choice. It's everyone's choice. He got shamed for it, but he didn't back down.
No, hang on. All right. Now, we've said this before, and we're going to say it again. The feminists and, you know, the BLM, the left, whenever you argue with you stay on point, you argue with logic and reason, and you have your evidence lined up to,
yep,
you know, for your side of the, they always come back and they fight logic and reason with blame and shame.
Yeah, absolutely. And the blame and shame is all he got, and he did not give
a
flying fuck.
Nope.
I have the right not to get that shit. And of course, just because they have nothing else on him, they have to throw this in there.
There we go.
Chet Hanks is being sued by his ex for $1 million. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
What relevance does that have to his opinion?
Why is he getting sued?
Don't know. Don't care.
But you're correct. It doesn't matter.
Makes no difference to me. I don't give a shit.
Zero fucks given. He's got too much ink.
He does, but let's see what he has to say.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay. I'm going to keep this real simple for you guys. Real simple.
Here we go.
Just like you have the right to be mad at me because I said I'm not going to get the vaccine. Ooh, I can't believe he said that. Just like you have the right to be mad, I have the right to not get that shit. You know, I wanted to, but my immune system said it's good. Okay, it doesn't need to be tampered with. Okay, it said it's good. Okay,
I like it.
Let's be real. 99% of you motherfuckers wouldn't use a shampoo that's not FDA approved, but you're willing to get some experimental government injection. Okay. There's more evidence for UFOs being real than that vaccine being healthy for you. Just saying. If the aliens are out there, ready for y'all to come get me. Let's get the fuck out of here, or am I going to do my vaccine papers?
Okay, I've made up my mind. The redonkulous Instagram is going to follow Chet Hanks after this show.
Yeah, let's do that.
That is beautiful. I hope we have some new Chet Hanks fans out there after this. This is quite fantastic.
It is funny. I'm just gonna say that's just funny.
That is really damn funny.
That is it right there.
Watch Grunt Speak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and bring the strong stuff.